Avril with Casey Lunch on Casey 107.7.
Ons gaan mos nou die outomaties gaan ons mos nou die die feature van Simone Heredien van Artscape dan ook net 'n bietjie vervroeg. Dit is nou wat ons gaan speel. So en die nou van julle is wat met dit sal gepodcast was. Moenie bekommer wees as jy dalk gemis het. Jy sit eers hier hoor maar ooh, gaan dit mis. Moenie bekommer wees, dit gaan gepodcast word. Ja, kom ons luister na wat ons te wag kan wees. Simone Heredien, senior bestuurder by Artscape oor watter produksies tans daar by Artscape is en wat ons te wag kan wees vir die volgende week sowel as 2 weke.
Avril with Casey Lange on Casey 107.7.
Good day, Avril, and good day to all the listeners of Drakenstein Municipality and beyond that can reach Radio Casey. Always great to be on Radio Casey on a Tuesday afternoon talking about the arts and about what is happening at Artscape in particular. And the wait is finally over. We've been waiting months for this, but the St. Oysterfeest is here. It's landed. As I'm looking out across the theatre venues and into the foyers and onto the piazza, there's this Oysterfeest banners are flying, a bright yellow with the lovely sunshine. They are setting up exhibitions. They are setting up bookstores. They are setting up the various venues for the Jekscharvel Gesprekke. It's going to be a smorgasbord of productions that will be showcased on the Artscape stage. I mean, they're taking up the entire building. They are even converting a rehearsal room into a theater for additional space. So it's on from the 26th until the 1st of May. But in fact, the St. Oysterfeest Children's Festival has actually begun already in earnest. It started yesterday with the kiddies attending book readings in the Opera House, as well as special renditions of Floy in Afrikaans and, of course, Kipper in English. Avril, there are so many productions. I think altogether there are about more than 250 productions over this week and weekend, long weekend that's coming up. There is music. There's the 21st official birthday celebration on the 30th of April with the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra. There's Fluviel Kalanke with luminaries such as Andre Schwartz. I've mentioned the Jekscharvel Gesprekke discussions, which will include discussions on some books and some major well-known celebrities of South Africa, and one of those is our very own Caster Semenya, who will be in one of these discussions talking about her book as well. Then there's the visual arts. There's a visual arts component. So as I've just said earlier on, I can see them chipping away at some woodwork and some wood board as they're setting up the exhibitions. In the meantime, calling one of them being the Dependence Exhibition by visual artists Zainab Davids, Willy Bester, Kobus Lagrange and Liam van der Jeffer. There's also the amazing offer of 21 shows for just 21 rand. And one of those includes the Amanda Strijdom Piaf concert that will be just 21 rand in the Johan Brunk Theatre right here at Artscape. And of course, for amazing humor, there's Betty Anisela. I mean, Auntie Betty. I'm specifically looking forward to Auntie Betty. Then there's a lot of musical programs such as the production Boogie. And there is also, right after the end of every day of the St. Oysterfeest, there is some lekker litterskop that you can kick off your shoes or keep on the stilettos and dance in the zip-zap theater tent to some jazz sounds, some pop sounds, and some amazing dance sounds at 20:30 every evening after the St. Oysterfeest. You know, just unwind that day of theater. So that is the exciting productions on at Artscape Theatre this week. For further information, it's best to go onto directly onto the St. Oysterfeest website, which is www.stoysterfeest.com. I will repeat that. It's www.stoysterfeest.com, not .co.za. They have got all the productions listed on there. And of course, we have a synopsis of the productions listed on our website. If patrons can also call into our Artscape dialer seat, which is 021-421-7695 for further information on these and other fabulous productions. And just a last plug for a production that's coming up in May, towards the middle of May. It is a production called I Got Rhythm. It is set to the music of George Gershwin, and it is by Cape Town City Ballet with an amazing ballet to this music, joined by the Cape Town voices from the Cape Town Opera, music provided by a live orchestra, our very own Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra, as well as some prowess from the jazz art dancers. So that's an amazing production, definitely not to be missed, called I Got Rhythm, later on in November, which I will expand on more. And those tickets can be booked at Web Tickets, and the information to I Got Rhythm is also available on our website. Thank you very much for having Artscape as usual on a Tuesday, and looking forward to seeing you all at the St. Eustaphius. Bye-bye.
Your Lunchtime Radio, every day, 1 to 4 with Avril, only on KC 107.7.